SpaceX S1 frames. Its Bitcoin is a strategic reserve for excess cash. SpaceX's IPO paperwork describes its Bitcoin holdings as a place to park excess cash rather than a speculative trade, according to a Coin Bureau post, reading from the S1 filing and citing Bloomberg. The language frames BTC as a strategic reserve for excess cash, putting one of the most valuable private companies in the world on record about how it treats Bitcoin on its balance sheet. The disclosure arrives the day before the SPCX listing is expected to price. As of June 11, 2026, Bitcoin trades near $62,173, up 2.7% over 24 hours, while the broader market sits in extreme fear with a fear and greed reading of 16. The filing language matters less for SpaceX's rocket business than for what it signals about how large corporate treasuries now categorize Bitcoin. Reserve, not a bet. The phrase strategic reserve for excess cash is doing specific work. It places Bitcoin alongside cash equivalents and short-term instruments a treasury holds for liquidity, rather than in the bucket of long-duration speculative assets. That framing is closer to how a company describes money it wants to keep accessible than how it describes a directional wager on price. That distinction has been the dividing line in corporate Bitcoin adoption. One camp, led by firms that raise debt and equity specifically to accumulate BTC, treats the coin as the core asset and the operating business as secondary. The other camp holds Bitcoin as one line in a diversified cash position and keeps the operating business firmly in front. SpaceX, on this reading, belongs in the second camp. It is not borrowing to buy Bitcoin. It is holding some of the cash it already generates in BTC. SpaceX is not new to Bitcoin on its books. The company has held BTC for years and has previously taken write-downs when prices fell, which is standard under the accounting rules that govern digital assets before fair value treatment became common. The S1 framing is the first time that holding has been described in the context of a public offering, where every line is read by underwriters, regulators, and prospective shareholders. The IPO backdrop, the timing ties the disclosure to heavy market interest in the listing itself. BitGit noted that Polymarket gave above 60% odds of SPCX closing above a $2 trillion valuation on its debut, a number that puts the offering among the largest in history if it holds. Pre-IPO demand has been visible across crypto venues too, with Gate reporting tens of millions of dollars flowing into its pre-listing access window, and DeFi Llama listing on-chain perpetual futures, referencing SpaceX, OpenAI, and Anthropic. None of that secondary activity changes what the S1 actually says. The prediction market and perps figures are speculative instruments built around the listing, not statements from the company. The reserve language, by contrast, comes from the filing itself, which makes it the more durable data point for anyone tracking how corporate treasuries treat Bitcoin. Normalizing Bitcoin for corporate treasuries. A treasury at SpaceX's scale describing Bitcoin as a cash management reserve normalizes the asset for finance teams that take their cues from large private companies. It signals that BTC can sit in the same conversation as money market positions for a business with real revenue, hardware, and government contracts, not only for firms whose entire pitch is Bitcoin accumulation. For readers focused on spending and custody, the second-order effect is the relevant one. The more mainstream the corporate treasury narrative becomes, the more comfortable consumers and product teams get with holding and moving value in Bitcoin day-to-day. That comfort is part of what sustains demand for crypto cards that earn rewards and for self-custody spending tools. A balance sheet headline does not move a single card transaction on its own, but it shapes the backdrop those products operate in. The caveats are worth stating plainly. The reporting rests on a reading of the S1 by a commentator citing Bloomberg, not on a direct company statement, and IPO filings are amended before a deal closes. The exact size of SpaceX's Bitcoin position and whether the final prospectus keeps the strategic reserve language will not be settled until the listing prices.